Hey students, this is Tripp. Thank you so much for hanging with us through the first 30 devotional series for college students. I promise you that the spiritual investment that you make in yourself, it will pay dividends for years to come. As we've wrapped up this series, I also pray that the spiritual investment will continue. I pray college will not just be a time to simply survive, but to thrive. As you face the rest of your first year in college, or maybe you work or in the military or wherever you are, I hope you never forget three things. These three things are so important. We had them engraved on a challenge coin for each of our graduating students. Now, if you're not familiar with a challenge coin, here's the significance. Challenge coins are a long-standing tradition in the military that builds camaraderie, and it signifies a person is a member of a special group. Challenge coins, they serve as a symbol of identity, a source of pride, a reminder of the support that somebody has behind them. Well, we have a special challenge coin minted for our graduating class in hopes that they serve as a constant reminder of their identity and their values. So today, I just want to review the features of this coin and remind you of these three very important things that we want you to carry with you. First of all, we want you to be reminded of your identity. That's why on the front of the coin, there is a cross, like the one we use in our Sugar Hill Church logo. Let the cross always remind you to find your identity in Christ and in what he has done for you. I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. It says, I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the scripture said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scripture said. At Sugar Hill Church, we say Jesus is the biggest deal, and he really is the biggest deal. What he did on the cross and in raising from the grave 3 days later, they are the most significant events in all of history. Think about this. Because of the cross, our sins can be forgiven. We can be reconciled to God. We can experience abundant life, and our eternal home can be in heaven. Belief in the events surrounding the cross of Christ is what separates Christianity from every other world religion and faith system. It is not only the cornerstone of our faith, but also of our identity. Students, let your identity always be rooted in the priceless value that God has given you when he created you, how Jesus proved that value on the cross, and how you realize that value and purpose in relationship with Jesus. So always remember your identity, the cross. But we also want you to remember your support. See, next to the cross on the front of our challenge coins, there is Sugar Hill Church Welcome Home. We want you to know that no matter how far you may go, you are always welcome home. This is always your home, and we always have your back. See, God never intended us to live life alone. We were created to live in community, and throughout Scripture, we see that community is really a big deal. Community in the context of the church is modeled for us in the Bible. I think of Acts chapter 2. It describes the early church. Check out what it says. It says, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place, and they shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions, and they shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day. They met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and they shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. What an incredible picture here in Acts 2, 42 through 47, of the early church. And I think this is exactly how God intends for us to do church and life together. If you're away for college, we hope and pray that you make it a priority to actively be a part of and to serve a local church that makes the Bible a big deal, Jesus the biggest deal, and serving the way you show your love for Christ to your community. If you're close by, we really hope and pray that you actively serve and continue to grow in your faith at Sugar Hill Church. But whether home or away, know that you will always have a home at Sugar Hill Church. You will always have pastors, mentors, and leaders who love you, who want the best for you. We really do. We want to be friends and family for life. So don't forget your identity in the cross. Don't forget your support when we say welcome home. And we also, if you flip the coin over, we want you to remember your foundation. On the back of the coin, there's a large green tree with the words grounded for life. In the scripture reference, Jeremiah 17, 8. Now, this verse speaks about those who put their trust in the Lord. It says, they are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. The tree is a picture of the life that we want you to live. Now, there will certainly be tough times ahead in life. Jesus even assured his disciples of this in John 16, 33. But as you continue to trust in the Lord, you can have a foundation or roots that offer stability in hardship and peace in uncertain times. In fact, even in the toughest days, you can thrive and never stop producing fruit. As you continue to trust in the Lord and as you intentionally live according to His word, you truly can be grounded for life. That is, grounded to experience abundant life and grounded for the duration of your life. You really don't have to become a statistic of someone who fell away from their faith in college. You can fully enjoy the whole college experience and all that comes with it without regret, stress, and the disharmony of an inconsistent or of a lost faith. See, God wants the very best for you, and this is discovered and lived in consistent relationship with Christ. Let me encourage you. I encourage you to put your coin where you can see it every day. Now, some days it may be rough. You may need to physically carry it with you. We all have days like that. But whether you physically carry your coin or not, I pray that they will serve as constant reminders of your faith, your family, and your friends. Always know that God has got you and we are with you. We are so proud of you. We love you, and we cannot wait to continue this journey.